Shalom to all! Today's Daf is Yerushalmi Mishkalim Daf Chav Tes. We are talking about the fourth line with the words Ad Kedem Beirutz Tzibur and Vilzer's Daf. It's all the way at the end of Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. And today's Daf is sponsored by Lili Nishmas Marsh Mirim Sar Bas Yaakov Moshe Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. Now we further explain the last two sheetahs of the Mishnah, Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Chananya, of what's done with the Meiser, what's done with the extra of the certain things. And here in this first one, we're specifically focusing on sheetahs Rabbi Kiva, where he said that Beirutzin, the overflow of measurements in the Beis Hamikdash, are used to purchase Klei Sharis. So the question is Ad Kedem Beirutz Tzibur. This all makes sense with Beirutz Tzibur when we're dealing with, let's say, menachas and other things that are brought for the Tzibur that has an overflow. Maybe it's oil, maybe it's flour, something like that. Those extras are used to purchase Klei Sharis. But Vafil Beirutz Yachid, even the overflow of something that a private individual is bringing, the problem is, V'loy Nimtzu Klei Sharis, Bain Mishal Yachid, doesn't it turn out the Klei Sharis are going to be coming from a Yachid? And that can't be. It has to be they come from Tzibur. And the answer is Katatani. It's like what's taught in Filing Brisa, and we had this earlier. Isha Sha'asa Ksenis Levana, a woman who wove a white tunic for Kaihanim, Tzricha Limso Tzibur, she has to hand it over to the Tzibur with full heart so that it becomes part of the Tzibur's, so it's officially coming from the Tzibur and it's owned by the Tzibur. And it's the same thing over here with Beirutz Yachid. Now it's a question from Chananya, who had said that these Beirutzin go for Oilus Ketzah Mizbeach. So the question is Akedem Beirutz Lach. This all makes sense with Beirutzim of liquid measurements that have an elevated level of Kedusha to them, so therefore the extras or the money that comes from the extras could be used for Kabbanas Ketzah Mizbeach. But Vafil Beirutz Yavesh, even the overflow of something that's dry, for example just plain flour that doesn't have any oil in it, how could that be used for Kabbanas? This is a lower level of Kedusha. It doesn't have the higher level of Kedusha Sagof. And the answer is no problem. It's like it was taught over there. And really, the proper Girsa is a totally different source, not a Mishnah, rather Tosefta. And here we're going to read it inside. So you see from here very clearly, like we just said before, that Lach is Kodesh and Yavesh is Chulin. Why is it that the Berutzin of something that's liquid, such as with oil, that's considered kodesh? That's because the liquid measurement, it got nimshach from inside. When liquid is poured inside the Klei Sharis, so that's considered like it's anointed, that's when it attains its kedusha. So even when it spills out and overflows, it has its kedusha then. And the Brisa continues, lo beirutz yavesh chol, why is it that we're dealing with dry? It's considered chol, that's because it doesn't get anointed. Since there's no oil, it doesn't attain this kedusha, whether it's inside or outside the Klei Sharis. Now the Brisa concludes, and here's the main point. Kol beirutzei midas halalu, all the overflow of these midas, whether they're moist or even dry, im yesh zevach acher yakrivu imai, if there's another carbon, so they're brought with it, vimlanu, if they stayed overnight, nifslu in their pasul. And here's the main thing, v'im lav, if not, yimachu leketzah mizbeach, they're sold for oilus ketzah mizbeach. So we see that the Brisa tells us clearly that even with beirutzei yavesh, which don't have this elevated level of kedusha, nonetheless, they still get sold for ketzah mizbeach. So that's the source from Chanina. Moving on to Halacha Gimel, we continue discussing this idea of noisar and what's done with it. So the Mishnah tells us, Meiser Akhtiris, Ma Hayu Eisen Ba, what would they do with the leftovers of Akhtiris? What's this referring to? So we know that at the beginning of the year, all the Akhtiris for that year was designated an Iskadesh. And how much was it? So there's 365 portions corresponding to 365 days of the solar year, and another three portions specifically for Yom Kippur, where the Torah tells us that the Kohen Gadol takes a full double scoopful in his hand, and therefore we have an extra three. So it's a total of 368. Now, since Yiddishkeit goes based off the lunar calendar, which is only 354 days, Mimela, that means every single year, unless it's a leap year, there's going to be extra Ketores, because again, we're starting out with 368, and a standard year, maximum 354 is used. So what's done with all that Ketores? We can't use it for the next year, because as we already know, next year's Ketores has to be purchased with the brand new Shkalim, but we have this old Ketores. And the answer is that we will use it, we just have to deconsecrate it, we have to take its Kedusha off of it somehow, and then repurchase it with the new Shkalim that we're able to reuse as Ketores from last year for this new year. How is this done? So Mafrishim Imanas Chayru Manin, we designate from this old Ketores the amount that would be used to pay the Umanim, to pay the craftsmen who make the Ketores. Now, as we know from before, we're not able to use the Ketores itself to pay them. That's because Ein Mechalin Kedusha Al Malacha. We can't be Mechal, we can't deconsecrate something that's Kedusha onto work. Work is not tangible. So we have to bring money into the equation. Therefore, Umechalin Oysa Al Mois Umanin, we're Mechal the Kedusha of the Ketores onto money that comes from the Trumas Alishka that would technically be used to pay the Umanin. Now the Ketores is not Kaddish anymore. Chavtes Amabez on top. V'noisin oisal Umanin b'scharon. This Ketores is now given to the Umanin for their schar of making the Ketores this upcoming year. B'chazim leichan oisal b'truma chadasha. And then we rebuy it back from them with the Truma Chadasha. So when we use the new Shkalim to buy the Ketores back from them, the Kedusha goes off the Shkalim onto the Ketores. And now the Umanim have money and we were able to rebuy this Ketores for this year. Now v'im b'chadish b'zmanoi. If the month comes in its time, meaning for Rosh Chodesh is day 30 of Adar, so leichan oisal b'truma chadasha, we buy with the Truma Shem Chadasha, Vimlav, if not, if it's on day 31, then Min HaYishana, we use the old Shkalim to buy it. The Gemara begins by addressing a fundamental issue. V'loy nimtza hektish mischal hektish. Doesn't it turn out that hektish is being mischal onto other hektish? What do we say? That we take the Ketores, which is hektish, our mechal is Kedusha, onto money from the Trumas HaLishka. But hold on a second, the money from the Trumas HaLishka itself is a Kodesh. Our mischal hektish onto hektish. Ketzor Uwaisa, what's done? So we have another step to this equation. Our Shem Bar Karson, he answers, maybe mice, we bring this money, this Kodesh money, umechalon al habinyan, and we deconsecrate it. We're mechal is Kedusha onto Avni Binyan, onto stones that are meant for the building of the Beis HaMikdash, or for its upkeep, or for adding on certain things, and we have a din that these stones don't become Kodesh until they're actually built in, so therefore they don't have Kedusha yet, so they're able to be used in this process of being mechal the Kedusha of the money onto the stones, so now the money's not Kodesh anymore. Then, umevi Ketaras umechalon alayen, we could take the Ketaras and mechal their Kedusha onto the money, and give the Ketaras to the money for their wages, and then when the new money's come in, when the Trum Chadasha is done, we take that money and we buy the Ketaras back. Now we take out the next 5 words from the Girsa, and we have a different sheet of what's done. Rebbe Yaimer Rebbe says, Imrani, I say that it's very simple. We don't have to go through this whole complicated procedure of being mechal money onto this, mechal this onto that, and then giving this to the Oman and then redeeming it from them. It's very simple. We simply take this Ketaras from last year and we give it directly to Beis Avtinos and Beis Garmu, who were the two families that were experts with Pitma Ketaras and Maisa Lechem upon him. That's because Rebbe holds that Kachim could be mischal al malacha, so we don't have to go through this whole roundabout procedure. Just simply giving the Ketaras directly, the moment they receive it for their wages, its Kedusha is automatically nischalel onto the Avoida that they're doing, and we could buy it back with a new Truma, and we don't have any issue. Now we continue qualifying this. Amar Shmuel bar Yitzchak, V'hein shiu chayavan lahen mois mishar rishayna. When we do this, when we give them the Ketaras, it has to be that we're already chayiv them money, that we already owe them money from beforehand, so we're able to give them this Ketaras for their wages. Now Rechim bar Babai, he asked the following question, Lamana went off on top. What about if we don't owe the money originally? Let's say we already paid them for all the work that they did, for all the Ketaras that they made. So what do we do with this old Ketaras? It seems like we have no suggestion of what to do with it. Now Asar of Ba, Rav Ba came and he said, B'shem Rav Chia, B'shem Rav Yechanan, that what do we do with it? Makatz Menanis HaMizbeach. We use it to buy oilis for Ketz HaMizbeach. In other words, this extra Ketaras is sold to just regular people. The Kedusha goes on to money. That money is used for oilis Ketz HaMizbeach. And then we're able to take the Truma Chadasha and rebuy the Ketaras back from them. Now the Gemara tells us, Rav Ba Bar Kain Ba Kumi Rav Yaisa, Mechal Shitas Rav Chia Bar Ba. Seems like we have a stira or a lack of clarity in the Shita of Rav Chia Bar Ba. Taman Srichale, V'Hachab Shitale. Over there he had a question, over here we're saying it's obvious to him. What does that mean? At the bottom of the previous Amud, what did we say? Rav Chia Bar Ba, Bai. Rav Chia Bar Ba asked the following question, and he didn't answer it. And then what was our answer to the question? Rav Ba quoting Rav Chia. So it seems that Rav Chia does have an answer to the question. Did Rav Chia have his question without an answer, or did he have an answer to it? And the Gemara answers, Hein Tzrichale B'Chli Shares, Hadip Shitale B'Kaitz LaMizbeach. That Rav Chia was asking that he didn't have an answer to was regarding Klei Shares. Is this Meister Akhtiris allowed to be used for Klei Shares? That was the question that was started at the bottom of the previous Amud. And the answer that Rav Ba was providing B'Shem Rav Chia, which again Rav Chia wasn't asking about, was about Oilis Ketz HaMizbeach, that he knew all along that Meister Ketaris could be used for Oilis Ketz HaMizbeach. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with another Nekuda regarding the Ketaris. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.